Pete Seeger had come up with this, what seemed at first like maybe a crazy idea for a festival, which was that if they could get all of the biggest stars on the folk scene to work for virtually nothing for $50 a day, then they could also use all the money that they were not paying those guys to subsidize bringing in all the unknowns out in the countryside who he considered the real folk musicians. It worked. 1963 was the first time they did it, and they had Seeger, Peter Paul and Mary, Joan Baez, and they worked for almost nothing. In fact, in general, I gather they didn't pick up the money that they were theoretically owed. And as a result, they could bring in people no one had ever heard of, which at that point was, for example, Doc Watson or Mississippi John Hurt. All these people who became legends of the 60s first come sort of into the public eye through that process. It was, you know, typical Newport night, which means they were not having the star system. Everyone was just supposed to do 12 to 15 minutes. And everybody was playing some variation of traditional folk music or Peter, Paul, and Mary's kind of soft, pretty acoustic sound. And Dylan hit the stage with a full electric blues band behind him, singing Maggie's Farm and Like a Rolling Stone. It was the first time he had ever appeared on stage with a band. It was the first time anything like that loud had been played at Newport, or probably at any festival anywhere, since there was no such thing as a Rockfest festival yet. And some Dylan fans loved it. A lot of people hated it. Some people booed. Pete Seeger was horribly upset. There's a legend that he tried to cut the sound cables with an axe, which is not quite true, but he certainly did very much try to get the sound turned down. Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. And it was more than just the sound. I mean, he felt like what Dylan was doing was really destructive. And a lot of people out in the audience felt that way. I think this is one of the things it's hard to remember, is that for them, Dylan was the guy he'd been in 63, which was this guy who'd come on stage because he was the one who had written Blowing in the Wind, which was a hit for Peter, Paul, and Mary, and had ended the first night of the festival with this iconic sing-along with Dylan, Joan Baez, Pete Seeger, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the Freedom Singers, who were a black group who sang for the civil rights movement, arm in arm on stage, leading the whole crowd in Blowing in the Wind and We Shall Overcome. And a lot of people, that's what they went to Newport for, an image of, we're all together here. This is a place where you're surrounded by people who are with you, your family, we're the right-thinking youth of America. And now Dylan was screaming at them with a rock and roll band, how does it feel to be on your own? And for a lot of people, it felt horrible. The world was changing. I mean, I called the book The Night That Split the 60s because everything we normally call the 60s, the hippies, the drugs, the Vietnam War, the idea of don't trust anybody over 30, that's all just starting in 1965. And a lot of the people in Newport were still in the old 60s of old and young and black and white together, joining arms and marching for civil rights. And this really was sort of the moment when that split happened.